This is a scandalous and shocking story, and not so much because Jesus spits on the guy, although that is kind of weird, but what's so strange and just disturbing about this is the way in which Jesus reinterprets the words of the prophet Isaiah. Because at the very end of the miracle, the crowds, when they're talking about him, they're citing Isaiah, the passage that we heard in our first reading. Now, if you sit down and read that reading, the whole chapter at once, it's really not all that pleasant a reading. It sounds like, from what we heard, it's all about the healing of those who are sick, giving them back all their faculties, but it's not. It's about the death of the Gentiles. What God is saying to Israel in that moment is, the day is coming when I will execute all of your enemies. I will burn their cities to the ground, destroy them, and make a home for you. And then I will heal you, the Jews. That is, once all the enemies of God are gone, then the Jews can receive this healing. Jesus changes all of that for us. See, Jesus right now is in the region of the Gentiles. Tyre, Sidon, and Decapolis, Jews didn't live there. These were Gentile cities. And Jesus goes out to them, and he begins his ministry. He begins bringing them all of that healing. See, Jesus really is fulfilling the promise that God made in Isaiah. He is wiping out the Gentiles, but just not by the sword. Rather, he is changing them with his mercy. He is changing them into a new people. He is bringing them into the kingdom of God, uniting them to God's people, the Jews, so that they may be one people. And that is how he fulfills his promise. God, when he looks at his enemies, he loves them. He doesn't hate them. And so he shows them the same compassion and mercy as he shows to all those who follow him. And he's calling us to do the same. We probably all have enemies. And if you don't, well, good for you. But I think most people do. And we must love those enemies. We can't pray that they be destroyed. We can't seek to get revenge through violence or any other means, but rather we have to do just what Jesus did, to use the weapon of mercy, to show them compassion and forgiveness, to help them to open their ears that they might hear the word of God, to open their mouths, to free their tongues so that they might speak God's praises, so that one day they cease to be our enemy by becoming our family, our friends, by being united with us in the kingdom of God. God loves all people, whether they love him back or not, and he desires that all of those people receive his mercy, to be in his family, his adopted sons and daughters. And so we must act the same. We must show that love to all people, uniting them all together perfectly into the one body of Christ.